Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whitey joins us at the moment.
Hanging out with Whitey as well, apparently. That's great.
Well, it's really important we hang out with you because Brooke's been on annual leave and I get a bit lonely.
Oh, all by yourself, Bob. It's no fun.
And also just as friends as Brooke as well because she's been sending us postcards about this time every day.
Yep.
Good to learn a bit about what she's been up to.
She's been a busy girl, that's for sure.
Well, she really has been. I've got the last postcard here. Should I just fire into it?
Just do it.
It reads, Dear Bob and Whitey.
Oh, both of us, lucky us.
I'm exhausted. Turns out a week off from radio just leaves you bombarded with offers from competing radio shows. All week I've been batting away offers to join Kylie and Jackie O, Will and Woody, and the Hamish and Andy podcast, all trying to get a slice of humble pie.
I believe that, definitely.
Yep. She says, enough. I did briefly consider an offer to join Joe Rogan's podcast just because I love his politics so much.
Of course, sure she does. Yeah.
But even that, you know, 4 hours a day, I need to go to the toilet. Can't handle it.
Yep.
I will be returning to Brooke and Bob on Monday, ready to rejoin the Riverlands.
I'm so glad she's coming back.
And sing on the radio a little bit longer.
That's good news.
It does leave you feeling good. I mean, you know, some of the dirt we've uncovered on her the past week or so.
I'm surprised she's willing to show her face after some of the stuff that's been revealed.
The Riverland might run her out of town, but you got to try this. You got to face the music, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.